Maamar HaSinai. We talk about it, and we have to know exactly what happened, so we should have a very good idea, and then we have certain very key questions that we have to deal with in relationship to the understanding of what Maamar HaSinai is and what happened. Let's start with the Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim starts the following, and it's a very important Gemara for us to keep in mind. The Gemara is found right, the Tosfos is Avol, right opposite the Avol of Tosfos. It starts Amar. Let's go up a little bit with the Psukim itself. Pasuk says Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe b'midbar Sinai Be'ohel Moed Be'echot Lachodesh Hasheni. So the Pasuk starts Vayidaber Hashem b'midbar Sinai Be'ohel Moed, when? On the first of the second month. On the first of the second month. Now, the Gemara then goes further and brings another Pasuk. And the problem that we have here is that the Pasuk, we know that at the beginning of Bar Midbar, it starts second year, second month. 2.5 Parshas later, in Parshas Baloscha, it starts, discusses second year, first month. So what does the Gemara say? Now what? Amar Rav Menashe bar Tachlifei Mishmei Derav Zos Omeres Ein Mugdom Umeucher B'Torah. There is no such thing called earlier and later in Torah. In simple English you would say there isn't a historical sequence. That means you can have one event appear prior to another event, even though in reality the second event happened first. Even though the second event happened first, it still could be. Now, we now know from this Gemara that there is a concept of Ein Mugdam Umucher Batorah. When do we say this? And here we have a major machlokes that will affect the from Yisrael till the end of Shemos, till the end of the Pekudei, it will affect how to learn Pshat. There's Rashi and there's Ramban. And we're going to start by learning Rashi. Let's start. And we have to turn to the back, because toward the back I gave you just plain Chumash Rashi, and we are going to see it, but let's first start with the second page. Let's go slowly. Perek Chof Dalid, that we have on the second page. The El Moshe Omar, and to El Moshe he said, Alei, go up, El Hashem. Ato, the Aharon, you and Aaron, Nodov, v'avihu, v'shivim izikna Yisrael, v'ishtach avisem, meirochok, and bow from a distance. V'nigash Moshe levado el Hashem, Moshe went up, v'heim lo yugoshu, they didn't go, v'ho'om lo yale imo. Now, when did this happen? When is it? So let's look at Rashi on Pasuk Aleph. Rashi says, "Vel Moshe Omar Parshazu Nemra Kodem Yud Dibros." It was said before the Aseres HaDibros. When Bedalid B'Sivon Nemar Lo Alei, in Dalid Sivon. Wait a second! This is at the end of Mishpatim. What are you telling me? It's in the middle of Yisrael. Here Rashi applies his concept that once the Torah taught us Ein Mugdam Umucha Batorah, you can apply it whenever you see the need to apply it. And therefore, Rashi tells us, even though this appears at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, it doesn't belong here. Where does it belong? In the middle of Yisrael. What do we mean? Let's hold the place. Let's look from the beginning. Let's look, talk Matan Torah according to Rashi. In the back, you have plain Chumash from the beginning of Perek Yutes. Right, all the way in the back. Right, plain Chumash, Perek Yutes. Good? Okay? Bachodesh Ashlishi, Perek Yutes. Bachodesh Ashlishi. Right? Let's say Spina Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim B'yom Azeh Bo Midbar Sinai. They came to Midbar Sinai. When? Rosh Chodesh. Vayisu Merefidim Vayavo Midbar Sinai. They came to the desert of Sinai. Vayachanu Bamidbar Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ohor. And they encamped at the foot of the mountain. Moshe Ola El Elokim. Now we have to go through it very slowly to get it clear. Rashi, Gimel. Moshe Ola, when did he go up? Biyom Hasheni. And he went up on the second day. V'chol Al Yosef, and all of his going up, Bahashkamahayu, was early in the morning. Shinema Vayashke Moshe Baboker. So now Moshe goes up to Hashem, Vayikra Elav Hashem in Ahar Lamar, and Hashem says to Moshe, Kosoma Lebeis Yaakov, Visagid Lebene Yisrael, this is what you should tell them. Atem Reisem, you've seen Asher Asisi Lemitzrayim, what I've done to the Egyptians. I've carried you on the wings of eagles. And I've brought you to me. And now, if you listen to my voice, you'll be my chosen nation. As one should know, that the Torah says that in the morning when you say the bracha, Asher bochar bonu mikol o'amim, you should have in mind this pasuk, because on Beis Sivan, Hashem chose us as the chosen people. And then we say, V'nosan lonu es Torah, so that you have to have in mind, Maimed Har Sinai, which happens on Vav Sivan. And so when you say the bracha, you're supposed to have those two in mind. But Bochar Bonu comes before anything. That's on Beis. V'atem tiyu li, and you're going to be for me, Mamlechetz Kohanim, a priestly nation, V'goy Kodesh, so this is what Hashem told Moshe on Beis. Pasik Zayin. Vayovo Moshe. Moshe comes down. Vayikra Lizikna Yisrael. He calls them. Vayosim Lifneim as Kol Advarim Eila Shetzivo Hashem. And he puts it all in front of them. When? Beis. Vayanu kol ha'om yachto vayomru kol asher diber Hashem naase. Everything that Hashem said, naase. Now, we're going to have to discuss why over here it only says naase. We'll discuss it later, we'll get to it. But keep it in mind, he told them kol asher diber Hashem, and their reaction is, Naase. Vayoshev Moshe es divrei ha'om el Hashem. And Moshe returns the words of the nation to Hashem. When? Rashi says, Vayoshev biyom ha'mocharos. On the next day he went up. Shehu yom shlishi. That's on the third day of Sivan. So Rashi just asked, does he need to come back and tell Hashem what Bnei Yisrael said? He knows it. But from here we learn how to behave in a very decent way. Somebody tells you to do something, you come back and tell them, we did it, even though he knows that it was done. Good. Now what happens? We're in the middle of the Pasuk over here. Pasuk test now. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe. When does he tell him this? When he was up on Gimel. On the Hineo Nochi Baal Echa, I'm going to come to you, Ba'av Ha'onon, in the thickness of a cloud, Ba'avur Yishma Ha'om B'diabri Imach, when they speak to you, Begam B'choy Aminu La'olam, that's what he told him on Gimel. Vayagid Moshe's Divrei Ha'om El Hashem. He tells them the words of the nation to Hashem. What was he talking about? What did they say? They didn't say anything. It just says that you came down and you told him what Hashem says, and now it says, Vayaged Moshe, Divrei Hashem. When? What? Rashi has to come now and tell us what? Vayaged Moshe, look at the, on the left side, the Rashi, second line down. Biyom HaMachros. When did, on the next morning, on the 4th of Sivan, she revealed a Chodesh. What did he say? It's Divrei Om. Shuval Dovazeh Shomati Mem. This is what he says. I heard. Sheritzonam Lirtzon Lishmoa Mimcha. Now we don't see this that they said it. But this is what Chazal teaches. That what did they say? We want to hear it straight from you. B'nai Yisrael said to tell Hashem, we don't want to hear it through Moshe. We want to hear it straight. As it says, Eino domo show me pi shliach l'shmael mi pi yamalach. You can't compare if it goes through a messenger or you hear it straight from the king. Ritzoneinu liros is malkeinu. We want to see, we want to hear our master, our king. So therefore, he goes back and he tells him that. Posik yud. Vayom Hashem el Moshe leich elo'on. Go to the nation, v'kidashtem ayom u'mochar, today and tomorrow, v'chipsu tzimlosam, let them clean their garments, v'yu nechonim l'shlo yom shlishi, be ready for the third day, ki b'yom ha'shlishi yeir Hashem l'inei kol ha'om al har Sinai. And therefore he says, be ready, v'gbalto, be ready, right, you'll go around, and the Vayishamru, don't go up the mountain. Whoever touches the mountain will die. Lo siga bayon, don't let anyone touch it. Kisakal yisakal yoriyon ve'ema mishlo yicha v'mshoch hayel ve'ema yalubo. When they hear the blowing, they know it's all over. Now they can go up. Pasuk yudalid. Vayered Moshe min ahar el ha'om. So he came down and they sanctified themselves. Fine. Now what? Vayomer Elom, Heyol Nechonim Lishloshes Yomim, be ready for 3 days. Altigo Eloisha, don't touch your wife. Vayibayom Ashlishi, and it was in the morning on the third day. Now, we don't know exactly when this has happened. So Rashi has a discussion over here. But before we get to that, we already are now, we are close to the Ma'amar HaSinai. Let's go back now to Parshas Mishpatim. Because here is where you have to stick it in according to Rashi. Now what does it say? Let's read the Psukim. Well, let's go back to that Pasuk Beis in Mishpatim. V'nigash levado el Hashem. The Moshe should come up alone. V'im lo yigoshu. V'im ha'am lo yalimo. V'yovo Moshe. V'yisaper lo mes kol divrei Hashem. They came and told them all the mitzvahs of Hashem that he said. V'yes kol ha'mishpatim. And here is one of the most difficult problems for Rashi. Because what Mishpatim? Mishpatim are judgments, decrees. What did he say? According to Rashi, we're all holding on day 4. Well, this is day 4 of Sivan. There was no revelation yet. Nothing happened. So what Mishpatim could you say? So look at the Rashi, and Rashi has to deal with this problem. So Rashi tells us, Zayin mitzvah shenitztavdu b'nei Noach, Now, why would you come and tell them on Maamar Har Sinai, Sheva Mitzvos Pnei Noach? They don't apply to them. Ubeshabbos, v'kibur avaim, upara aduma, v'dinim, and the judicial system, shenitnu lehem b'mora. That's what he gave in Mora. We know in Parshas Bishalach, right after Kriyas Yamsuf, Shom, Sam, Lo, Chok, Umishpot. So he taught them, what did he teach them? Kibur Aveim, Shabbos, Paraduma, and Dinim. Now if you look in Rashi over there, Rashi doesn't say that. But what's interesting is that I remember Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky Zatzal, he said it many, many times, that if you will look in the Rashi over there in Shom Sam, Rashi says, Nitno Lahem Parshis La'asok. It doesn't say they were commanded, but he used to say that they were told to be osek in it, to learn them. Because Shabbos has so many halachis, the judicial system, they're setting up a nation, they need a judicial system. And paraduma, we know that by mora, they took a piece of wood, bitter, threw it into bitter water, and the water became sweet. So now you can get a little bit of an understanding what paraduma is. Therefore, he commanded them right there on paraduma. So Rabbi Yankov used to say, they weren't commanded, but they were told about it. And here the Torah is calling them Mishpatim. It's very difficult, this Rashi. Very difficult. Let's continue. Vayan kolom kol echod. They all answered together. Vayomru kol advarim asher diber Hashem. Again, he told them all these words of Hashem, and their reaction is Naseh. Okay, we have to understand that yet, Bli Neder. Pasik Dalet, Vayichtov Moshe. Moshe wrote. What did he write? So Rashi tells us, Mi Bereishis Ad Matan Torah. He wrote everything down from Bereishis till Matan Torah. Because of Mitzvah Shnitztav B'Mavara. So he wrote that down. Vayashkein Baboker. He got up early in the morning. You're right. Well, over there he doesn't say it. Right. Vayiven mizbeach tachas ahor, and he built a mizbeach v'shtei mesei matzeva and 12 matzevas l'shnei moser shifte Yisrael. Now, what did he do this? Rashi b'chamisha b'sivon. He did it on the 5th of Sivan. He did this. Vayishloch es nari b'nei Yisrael vayalu olos. They brought korbanis. Vayizbuchu zvachim shlomim l'Hashem porim. They brought shlomim, and the Gemara in Shabbos has a whole discussion. Why was it shlomim? How did they know what to do with shlomim? But it was shlomim. Vayikach Moshe. Moshe took chatzi adam. Vayosem ba'agonos. He put it into a bowl. The chatzi adam zorek al mizbeach, and half of it he threw on the mizbeach. Why? Rashi explains, because that's the way you make a bris. So half is one and half is the other. Good. Vayikach sefer abris. He took the sefer abris. Now what's the sefer abris here? Must be the sefer Torah that Moshe just wrote. We're from Bereishis till Maimed, must be that's called the Sefer Abris. Vayikra Bozneyam, and now Vayomer Kol Asher Dibar Hashem, now they said, Naseh V'Nishma. Again, we need to understand that. When you said Kol Advarim, twice, two different things, there, their reaction was Naseh. Now we read this, Sefer Abris, all of a sudden the reaction is, Naseh V'Nishma. We have to understand. Okay. Vayikach Moshe Saddam, Vayizu Kalaam. He sprinkled it toward the nation. Vayomi Neidam, Abrisa, Shakora, Sachemi Moem, Akoladvor Moele. Vayal Moshe Varanoda Vaviu. They went. Vayiru and they saw Hashem. And Rashi tells us, now we have to go back to Yisrael. Because for Dalit and Hay, Rashi says, that's here. When you want to know from hey and on, it belongs in Yisrael. So according to Rashi, Ein Mugdam Umucher B'Torah. But now the whole sequence but all happens before the actual revelation on Sinai. Good? We have the problem of Mishpatim, which we're going to try and see if we can deal with, but that's a problem we have to deal with. Good? We got it clear? Fine. Now, let's see the Ramban. The Ramban is found on Pasuk Aleph in this Perek. Let's go back to it. The Ramban's Shita is that you cannot say Ein Mugdum Umu'ucher Batorah whenever you want to. You can't do that. And when can you say it? Only when Chazal, when the rabbis taught it to us, then you can say it. But other than that, you can't. And we have no Chazal to teach us that things are out of order. So the Ramban says, I don't know what Rashi's talking about. The whole thing is all out of order, according to him. Look at the Ramban. The Ramban on Pasuk Aleph. Right? We got it? Right here. The El Moshe Omar, Pasha Zui, first quotes Rashi, Kodem Aseres Adibris, Barboa B'Sivan Emerlo Lashem Rashi. Vayom Hashem El Moshe Elai Eloi Ha'ora Ve'yashom La'achamat Antol Nemakam. Gamelu Divorov Zal. These are the words of Rashi. You got it? The Ramban? It's right at the beginning. Oh, it starts in the bottom of the video.
Okay.
The Ein Apashis Boz Kisidron. Rashi says they don't come in order. Velo Kumishpotam. The old Ksiv, it says, Vayom Vav Moshe, Vayisaper Lom, Es Kol Divrei Hashem, Es Kol HaMishpotim, Shei Mishpotim La'ela Ksuvim L'mayla, these are what was stated above, Shenem Avayim Ve'ela Mishpotim Asher Tosim Lahem, Ki Einenu Nachon, that's not right, Shei Al Mishpotim Shenitztavnu B'nei Noach, the B'nei Noach were taught, and Bnei Yogonitam was said in Morah Yogan, and they know it already. The Yodu or some, they know it. How are you going to come and tell me Vayisaper? Vayisaper is he told them something new. They knew it all already. What's this new? They didn't teach him anything new. And anyhow, it was told to Bnei Noach. And these are not Bnei Noach, this is Bnei Yisrael. V'klar heitiv liros Rabbeinu Avraham Shapira She'inyan Kisidro. The Ramban says it goes in order. Now watch. Now let's go slowly with the psukim according to the Ramban. Vihine Hapashis Kulam Bos Kohogon. They all come in the proper sequence. Kiachar Matan Torah, after Matan Torah. Miyad, Bo, Miyad, on the top left. Same page. Yeah. Bo, Biyom, Om Hashem El Moshe, Kosom Al Bnei Yisrael, Atem Risim Kimin HaShemayim, Dibarte Aleichem, Beishchel Lagzor, now watch, according to Ramban. According to the Ramban, he says, there was Pashis Yisrael with Maimed HaSinai. And after Maimed HaSinai, he told them about Avodah Zarah, the Lo Sasuniti, Vitziv also, and he commanded them, Eila Mishpotim, so according to Ramban, he taught them all of this whole parsha, this week's parsha, V'chol Mitzvah Sabo HaChakan, and everything that comes along with it, V'ishlum B'Avodah Saz Avodah Zarah, and he ends with the warning of Avodah Zarah, Shim Tsubarat Zavodev, Omle Achekain Tsiviska Lehem, Ale Hashem Atov Aaron. So, in other words, Til Kof Dalid is in straight sequence. When did this happen? According to Ramban, when Moshe went up, the first time Hashem taught him Maimed HaSinai, the Aseres HaDibros, he taught them Avodah Zarah, he told them about Mizbeach Adoma, he taught them about Mishpatim, he taught them all about Avodah Zarah things, till Chof Dalit straight. That all happened on the day of Revelation. Good? Now, V'zkiru ha'pasha ki Moshe osok mitzvah Hashem. Ubo el ha'machane. Now Moshe comes down. He comes into the camp. V'yisaper lem is called divrei Hashem, which is automatically, according to Rashi, he never came down. He went up and he stayed there for 40 days. The Ramban says, on the day of the revelation, Moshe comes down, and what does he do? He comes in, he tells them everything that Hashem told him through the Mishpatim, through here, Kashet Tzivo, so Kosamal B'nai Yisrael, that's Kol HaMishpatim Hashet Tzivo, he tells them all of the Mishpatim, Ve'ilah Mishpatim Hashet Tosim Lefneim, V'kiblu HaKol B'simcha, V'omru Kol HaShadiva Hashem Nase. All when? The day after the revelation.
He came down from the mountain and he saw the angle
was up. No, that's Rashi. They're talking Rashi. We're not Rashi, this is Ramban. That's what I'm telling you, that you gotta get to, it's a whole different approach. According to Ramban, he came down right after Hashem told him everything through Mishpatim that day. He came down, he told them everything from Bereshis through Chav till Chav Dalet. Good? Batam kol advarim o'ele asher dibre l'cho Hashem nase. We'll do everything. Right, you see the Ramban? Ki ma'aminim anachnu b'dvarecha. We believe. Kemo she'seifa b'mishnah Torah, like it says in Devarim, v'ato t'ba'aber as kol asher dibre Hashem elecho, shamanu. Good. V'nei, carefully. Moshe kosov bayom ahu basefes kol asher nitztava. So then Moshe wrote it down that day. No, there wasn't any 40 days yet. It's that day. Chukim u'mishpatim v'toros, all on the day of the revelation. V'hishkim baboker, got up the next day. Mimacharos hayom ahu lichros lehem bris alakol. They made a bris. Ubon mizbeach. He built the mizbeach. Vuzovach zvachim. He brought the karbonis. So now we're talking about in the Chumash. Pasik beis. Right? He came down. Gimel. Bayovo. He told him all of it. Pasik dalid. Vayichtov. That's all on that day. Right? Now, Vayichtov, now in the Vayashkem Baboker in Posig Dalid is the next day. Good? The next day. Now what happens? So they brought Karbonis, Posig Hay.
Right.
Now let's go back to the Ramban. V'nosan chatzi adam al mizbeach Hashem v'chatzi adam son ba'agonos. That's what he did with the blood. The lokach ha'sefer shekosev me'emesh, the sefer that he wrote yesterday, the korubah's name, he read it to them, the kiblu aleihem od lavo bebrisimo, and now they're going to make a bris, for omru kol ha'shadibar Hashem, nase v'nishma elecho mikol ha'shadibar mihito Hashem. For zorak aleihem, then they sprinkled the blood. That's how you make a bris. Take something that's one and you do half and half to show that really we're one. So he took the blood, sprinkled half on the Mizbeach representing Hashem, half on them. So now the two of them are in a covenant. He said, Alei Hashem, and that's the next day. But so according to Ramban, Moshe goes up the next day, and then he stays up there for 40 days.
So he went up and down a few times? So
he went up,
yes.
Heard the revelation,
yes.
Which is till the end of Mishpatim, came down, told them, wrote it down, next day he read it to them, they accepted it, they made a covenant, he went up for 40 days. According to Rashi, he went up, stayed, like we all were taught, right? 40 days, totally different story. Now we have a very serious problem with the Ramban. And that's the following. Let's look, and the end of it, toward the end, you have a Gemara in Shabbos. It's a very, very famous Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos, very, very famous Gemara. It's two lines before it begins to get wide and toward the bottom. Amma Rebbe Elazar. Right? We see it toward the bottom. Gemara in Shabbos. Shabbos. Go back. No. The other way. Yeah. Keep going.
So what again was Rashi?
Keep going. Oh.
So what again was Rashi's motivation for saying these are all out of order?
Because it doesn't. You're going to see what the motivation is right now. Amar Rebbe Elazar, b'shoa shigdimu Yisrael nase v'nishma. When Klal Yisrael said nase v'nishma, yotza baskol. A baskol, a heavenly voice came out from Alem. Mi gila labonai rozeh. Who taught my children this secret? Shemalchei ashores mishtam shimbo. That only the angels in heaven know it. Dechsiv, baruchu Hashem malochav gibore koach. Osei devarov, lishmo abakol. They first do, then they listen. So listen, Klal Yisrael said such an unbelievable statement. What's the unbelievable statement? Nase v'nishma. Omer of Chama b'Rabbi Chanina. My dechsiv kipetuach b'atze yoar loma nimshlo Yisrael tapuach loma matapuach ze piryav kodim la'alov. The fruits come before the leaves. Ap Yisrael. They said Nashe before Nishma. Famous Gemara. Hahu Tzeduki. There was a Tzeduki. The Chazil Rava, that he saw Rava, the Komayim Bishmaita, he was learning, he looking into the learning. The Yasve Yatzpa Dida, Torah Kare. And he had his fingers under him while to keep himself up. And then he began to bleed. And he didn't even realize it. Amalei, the Tzduki said, Amo Paziza, those quick people, foolish people, the Kadmisu Pomaichu, their mouth went before La Adunaichu, so to say, before the thoughts. Why? Akati Puzaichu Kamaisa. Bereisha, first he boiluchul mashme yuimitzisa kiblusa vilo. First you should have heard what they want, and then you could decide whether you want to accept it or not. Blo kibluyonlo, but no, you said. Now let's understand. If you're learning like Rashi, so the nasiv and nishma belongs in Yisroel. So this Gemara is perfect. Why? Because nasiv and nishma is on hay. The revelations on Vav, now it all looks very good. But according to the Ramban, what happened? They already saw the Kolos. They heard Hashem's voice. They had the revelation. Moshe came down. And now they said, Nase v'nishma. What's the big deal? They come and say, wow, what happened? You said Nase v'nishma. What do you mean? Look how much they heard already. So according to Ramban, how are we going to understand this Gemara? We understand that Rashi fits in perfect. Rashi's pshat works with this Gemara, works with the Chazal. Rashi is difficult because it doesn't fit into the way you would read the Chumash. But it fits with all the Chazal. But now, according to Ramban, what are you going to say? And it's a very difficult kasha. So I once went to an Odom Godol, and I asked him this kasha, how are you going to understand the Ramban? So he told me that the Ramban means that this Gemara is going from now on. They were Mekabel from now on without knowing what was going to be. So the Nase v'Nishma is going on what's going to be. But it's still missing a little bit because the revelation already was. All the kolos and the voices and the rep and all the shaking and the darkness and the light of the mountain and all, they had it already. So they already knew that whatever's going to be from Hashem is something. So now they said Nasa v'nishma. So it's a very difficult kasha. So according to Rashi, the problem we have is Mishpotim. According to the Ramban, we have this Gemara that's difficult. So both Pshatim have a little bit of a difficulty. Now what we have to come back and understand is, how come Klal Yisrael, when you told them over Kol Advarim, they said Nasa? When you'd read over Sefer Bris, now they said Nasa v'nishma. Now we need to really understand it well. Let's go to the piece after. This is a piece from the Briskarov. And the Briskarov goes to try and understand it, what's going on. So let's start from the beginning. He discusses a few things. Let's work our way through it. You Ayin and Rashi, he's going with Rashi, Shekosa Pashas who Nemra Kodam Aseres Adibros, Bedalet Sivan, Nemra Lo Alei, as we saw the Rashi. Hine, Ma Shechilko Na Torah. Now he's bothered. How come the Torah divides Matan Torah into two sections according to Rashi? One section appeared in last week's Pasha, and one section appears in this week's Pasha. Shtei Pashas HaPasha. Tohocha v'HaPasha d'Chodesh HaShlishi in Mishpatim. Nira Mishum. Now watch carefully how he learns Pshat. The Be'emes Shnei Devorim Nifrodim Oyusham. There were two different parts. Ha'alef is Maimed Har Sinai v'Kabbalas HaTorah. That's one. That appears in Yisrael. The Shenis, the second part, Shenichnesu Lebris. They went into a bris, which we need to understand well. What is a bris? Ukrisa b'mechilta pashas, you saw? Kivin Sherol, Shekiblu Aleyem. Once they saw they were Mekabel, not al Adam, v'zorakis Adam. But first they had to be Mekabel. Then they can make the bris. Amalei areatem kishurim anuvim tefusim. Now you're all bound in with me. Machar bo kiblu aleichem as a mitzvah. Tomorrow we'll tell you. Harei de mitchila nichnesu lebris. V'nasik shurim anuvim tefusim. Uviyom shachar voisek kabbalas haTorah. It seems then the first he made a bris with them, and then he gave them the Torah. Now we have to understand that. V'gam l'doros ika azorim yuchades, and we have a special mitzvah shelo lishkach maimed arsinai. It's one of the six zechiris that we say every morning, or that which should be said every morning, as it says, pentishkach es advorim hashero einecha voidatom, and you should let it be known levonecha levnei vonecha to your children and your grandchildren. Yoyim asher amadato lefnei Hashem elikecha b'chorev. A special mitzvah that say to remember it and give it over to the grandchildren. Biladas Rambam b'sefer mitzvahs huzem mitzvah miyuchedes, as he says in the sefer mitzvahs, and that's how he says it in Pashas Voschanan. V'chol anema b'pasha chodesh az lishlishi. Kol zehu b'chlal maimer asinai. V'nemra b'asor azu shalo nishka chosa. V'ocha pashas mishpotim midaber b'krisis bris. So now he lays it very clear. Two different things. Yisro is Kabbalas HaTorah. Mishpotim, krisis bris. V'lomeidin onu mimenu. And we learn l'doros. L'inyin geiris. That what do we learn? Sheikh Nisa Lebris Tia Yidei Mila Tvila Vartsois Domim. That when you come into a bris, you need what? Mila, go to the mikveh and sprinkling. For ha hine awesome bapashis yisro, ksiv, now watch, now he goes into it. Rak Nase. In Yisro it just says Nase. It says Nasa v'nishma. Why? V'anira de pirusho Nase huasias mitzvahs. Because what did he tell them in Kol HaDvarim? What to do? What's the reaction when you tell them what to do? Nase, we're going to do it. So what did they tell him in Yisrael? Nase. Because what did he tell him? Kol HaDvarim, that he told them all the things to do. So what did they answer? Nase. The Nishma, what's Pshat Nishma? Nishma means we're going to hear, we're going to accept, we're going to deal, what are we going to do? Kabbalas Abriz. We accept to make the covenant. Kamosha Tirgam Unkelis, Targum Unkelis says, Navid V'Nekabel, will work when we accept. So Nishma means we accept. We accept what? The bris that we had. So Nasa V'Nishma is an acceptance of the bris in Mishpotim. Nasa is when you told me what to do. V'lahachi b'pashas Yisrael Shemadabit speaks meaning Kabbalah Satorah Haysat Sheila Rakim Ritzonim L'Kabbalah Torah. In Yisrael the question was, do you want to accept to do what the Torah says or not? What did they say? Nasa, we want to do it. Avohocha, but over here, the question wasn't to do now. Hamadubar ulinyin kenisam babris. Are you ready to come into a covenant with me? Not to do. Covenant. Ksivnam nishma. Ulimin ze leindai b'meshi yasod v'shmaitam. Rach tzvichinem achshav l'kabel divrei abis b'shvua. Now they have to swear about it. Because it's not just do. It's a total covenant. First it says, Nase, and then when later on it's going to say, Avalachagach, when he calls the reads, the Sefer Abris. Now it says, what? Mekabem Aleihem. So therefore he makes this very distinct. And therefore, it says over there that he told him the words of the Mishpatim. And what does it mean, Mishpatim? It's what we know it says over there. But in Parshas Yisrael, Eila Mishpatim, he tells them everything. Good. Now, go toward the bottom, you see after the brackets, Mishpatim is for only Kabbalas Habris. You need to hear the actual Mishpatim to make the bris. Shetzarech loma mitzvahs mitzvahs kalus and mitzvahs mitzvahs chamuris. When you come to convert and you want to enter into the conversion, what do the Beis Din tell you? Some of the lighter mitzvahs, some of the more stringent mitzvahs, and then the ger will say, I accept. So he had to tell him some of the Mishpatim, some of the rules, some of the thing, but that's only for the bris. To tell them what to do, so when he told them in Yisrael, that's enough, and they said,
Nasa.
Over here, where they told him about the bris, Nasa v'nishma. But, so therefore he works this out. Over here he's talking about, you know, some bris, so I had to tell him the thing. But, go to the next paragraph. Now he starts to deal with the problem of the Gemara in Shabbos. Hinei b'Shabbos daf pei ches amar abelazer b'shar shekdimu Yisrael nasa l'nishma yotze bas kol v'omra l'migilu l'amroze shemalchei asharis mishtam shimbo, and they said osei devoro l'shmo b'kol devoro. Good. V'yesh loma b'ezer to be'emes be'emes that what? Malchei asharis, they don't hear. Ein lem shmiya Kemoa Odom, that is created that way. Malachim is all of their makeup is Alpi Devar Hashem, to do Hashem. V'gam Shmi Yosem Eseh Dover Nasa B'chol Pam Ayidei Dover Hashem. Now therefore, so when you hear the Dibur after the brackets, B'zeh, that's Osei Dvoro, that's what they're ready to do. And therefore over here, by Mamad HaTorah, all he had to say was, Nase. But when it comes to acceptance of the bris, Nasa v'nishma. What is a bris? What's the difference? So in Svarim they bring and they quote a piece from the Gra. And the Gra is on a Pirish on the Sefer Yetzirah. The Sefer Yetzirah, the way we have it, is that which was written by Adam Arishon, and how Hashem created the world. And the Gra has a Pirish on it. Now what we need is the second sheet. We're going to learn a few lines of what a bris is. Now go down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down in the Gra itself. The Gra is the top pirish on that page, the last page. Last page, 7 lines down from the top of the page. Do we got it? Va'inyan bris. What is a bris? V'hu Adam sheyesh lo ohev kenafsho. He has someone that he loves like himself. V'rotza, and he wants, shelo yifrish mimenu, that he won't separate from him. Avliyev shelios etzlo, he can't be with him all the time. V'nosin lo dover, so he gives him something. Shekol magmoso v'chukoso eleha, something that the one who gives has tremendous desire and love for, and the one who receives it now has love, and through that they are permanently connected. They nikshorim al yedei adover ahu, and they are permanently connected through it. That's a bris. And afal pishenoto mimenu adover, even if you would take the thing away, but we call makom. His thoughts are with that which you made the covenant. Loshon bris, hu avtos ayidei dover. That's what bris means. We make it through, we bring a connection through something. Vadai lo yispared mimenu. And for sure he'll never break it. Vizel inyan loshon krisa. What does it mean, krisa? Shekores mimenu hadovik lo v'nosein. He breaks away from something that's so dear to him, and he gives it to the other person. And we call it kores bris. It's a very strange thing, because kores means to cut. Bris means to make a covenant. How do you have cut covenant? Because you cut away from yourself, and you may give it to the other person, now there's a connection. And that's what we say by the bris milah. You say the same thing. You say, kores habris. That's what we say by a bris milah. Because what happens? You cut apart, you give it to him, and through it, you connect it. V'chein u'kakeshes, shudovah me'atzilus yizborach. When Moshe, when Noach made a deal, v'nishtabu bo kol ha'filosofim foshim l'fi dov l'mayla b'nasecha. V'chein hi ha'torah v'amila heim dvorim emtsoyim. These are middle ways bein ha'borei u'bein Yisrael. V'chol zeh l'fi she'en yichol eslasik ba'atzmo yizborach. We can't comprehend Hashem. V'cheino yitzuchim yisol b'mishkan u'migdash, t'em tzoyim, they had a kruvim, they had an aron abris, hakol if you have, she you can't. So what did we do? Nichris abris. So therefore, we now have a much clearer understanding of the Matan Torah. When Hashem told us in Yisro mitzvahs, this is a commandment, do it, the reaction is, I'm ready to do. Nase. Right? So that's what he said twice. Kol advarim, these are the things you got to know. Nase. Now in this week's parsha, we're not talking about doing mitzvahs. We're talking about a sefer habris. He wrote it down. So the sefer Torah now became the bris of the two. Hashem gave it to the words to Moshe. Moshe wrote it. This Sefer Torah is the connector between Bnei Yisrael and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Now it's not a matter of doing, it's a matter of acceptance to be in a permanent covenant with Him. So what do we say? Nasev Nishma. So now even if the Sefer Torah wouldn't be here, it doesn't make a difference. Because the covenant is there. The Sefer Torah, we know, we say still have. But the covenant is permanent. Therefore, Nasa v'Nishma. And that's the difference why in Yisro it's Nasa, and over here it's Nasa v'Nishma. We'll stop. God. Any questions? Good?